Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled today because with us we have David Ricklin. If you don't know David, you will after today, and you've really missed in not knowing him for years and years as I have. He's the president and founder of Self-Improvement Online, Inc., and a leading provider of self-improvement and personal growth information. And he also is a best-selling author. He's done many, many books. And in addition to that, he always has new and exciting projects going on. And he's going to share one with us today that I am so excited about. David, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on your show today.
Well, you know, for those that don't know you, and I can't imagine that there must be very few people out there that don't know you or know of you, but can you tell us a little bit about your background? Because it's really fascinating about how you got started and how you parlayed that into this huge monster business.
I'll be happy to. I'm going to take everybody back. And it started right after college, my journey. After college, I went to work for Hewlett-Packard. Big corporation, you know, multi-billion-dollar corporation. And when I was there, they wanted me to be the best employee I could possibly be. So they started sending me these training classes. One of the training classes they ended up sending me to was a Dale Carnegie course called Effective Speaking and Human Relations. And when I took this course, I fell in love with the concept. It's an interesting concept that after your formal education, you could continue to grow and to learn and to develop yourself. And I just love this idea. But prior to this, I was thinking, all right, I'm done with college. I'm done with my learning. Now I'm going to live. So I literally, a light bulb went off in my head. I'm going to be a lifelong learner. And I also fell in love with this whole self-improvement industry. And I made a commitment early on that one day, somehow, somewhere, I was going to have my own self-improvement business. And I was committed early on. Fast forward a bunch of years, the mid-90s, the internet started becoming popular, and I was on the internet like everybody else, America Online in the early days, and my girlfriend Michelle and I bought a domain name, and it was selfgrowth.com, and we decided to populate and put information on self-improvement, personal growth on the web, first as a hobby, and people started coming to the site. We started seeing hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands, and it continued to grow over time, and it turned it from a hobby to a part-time business to a full-time business. We get between 1 million to 1.5 million visitors a month right now to the site, and I haven't looked back since.
That is astounding, really astounding when you think of the numbers. Incredible. So I want to get to your new project because I'm so excited about it. You know, our listeners are avid readers and writers and, you know, many intending to be writers. So tell us a little bit about how your writing career started, because that's also a fascinating story of success.
So the writing career started early on as well. And what happened, I'll take it back to the early days. So it was around 2003. Selfgrowth.com was getting started. It was getting more and more successful. And I was at the point where I was ready to go full-time with the business. And I left my full-time company, left full-time employment, and started continuing with my business. And I decided I needed to have a book to help me kind of find my way in the self-improvement industry. And I was looking for a book on the whole self-improvement industry, something that would tell me who all the big players are, who the most important people in the industry, what their products and services are. And I went everywhere. I went to my local bookstores. I went Amazon. I went online. I couldn't find anything. And I decided that not only did I need this book, but the world needed this book. So I decided to create this book myself. It was called Self-Improvement, the Top 101 Experts Who Help Us Improve Our Lives. And I focused on building this up and expanding and building my business on it. And it was very, very successful. And in literally a 24-hour period, I sold over $100,000 worth of this book as an ebook in the early 2000s. Very, very exciting. That was my first entree into the world.
That's wonderful. And as I recall, you incorporated and enlisted a number of these 101 experts to help you with the promotion and making the book such a success, right?
Yes, I had absolutely a lot of partners at the time. And I decided to use a strategy that was around for a number of folks who were dabbling with it, of getting a group of people to help. You know, I had an email list at the time, I had a website at the time, but it would have just been me promoting it. Even though I had a nice following, I knew I had a limited following in terms of my size. So I worked with a number of these experts and asked them to help me promote it. Because in essence, what was happening is by promoting the book, they were helping get their own name out as well. And within this 24-hour period, we had a bunch of different authors and experts promoting it. And it was probably one of the most exciting days of my life. We had sold it as an ebook through ClickBank. And I remember watching you. I was getting an email every time a book was sold, and they were being sold every few seconds. And I was like,
oh my
another
gosh.
Book. You sold another book. You sold another book. And it was out of control exciting.
Oh, my gosh. That is fabulous. And it's so fantastic, too, since you have this wonderful community of empowerment experts to be able to start relating to them on such a very personal level where, you know, they were actually part of the book that you wrote, and being a part of that, developing a synergy that I would imagine just really grew quickly.
It did. It helped me develop everything I was involved with. And it helped me expand my reach. It helped me create partners. It helped me create new products. It was very, very exciting for me in terms of how it impacted everything that I was doing.
Yeah, I think that that's so amazing. So if you could share with everyone, and then we're going to get into your new project, which is so exciting, but could you share with everyone why you think maybe people should at least investigate doing a book? I feel so strongly that everyone should write at least one book and get their story out into the world.
I cannot overstate the value of having a book. It potentially changes everything. First, it gives you the opportunity to create something. And I'm a strong believer. I actually work with my wife. We co-created two books together. I have three children. I want them all to publish books sometime in their life. A book can help you gain huge credibility. That's the first thing. Because people see authors, they put them up on a pedestal. No matter how successful the book is, if you have a book, you have credibility. And it can also be an amazing tool for your business. Anybody who has a book that they've published can use this to generate business for them, to generate credibility, to position themselves. And what's interesting is people purchase products and services from people they know, like, and trust. And a well-written book is an amazing tool to give you the credibility and to get that know, like, and trust factor. So everybody somewhere in their life, think about it. You want to share part of you. I don't care if it's a nonfiction book, a fiction book, you want to share part of you. And there's so many ways to publish right now that it should be on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. And I published a book. It's probably about 160 pages. It was one of the last books I published. And it's all about what we do. And it's called Beyond Your Book and all the ways you can make money and you can do business and so forth with your book beyond selling copies. And that little guy, I think, runs me maybe $2.50 or something to print out.
Right, right.
And, you know, years ago, when I started my ad agency, when I was in my mid-20s, and that was years ago, brochures cost more than that, color brochures. You know, it's incredible what you can do with a book and how inexpensively you can produce them now, in a way where you can really generate a lot of business from them. So I appreciate that, because I love it when successful authors like yourself come on our program and encourage authors that maybe aren't there yet to get their story out, get the information out, because it's, as you say, it can be so beneficial on every level.
Very true.
Yeah. So speaking of creating all this synergy with this first book that you wrote, I have interviewed a number of people that are really famous, and all of them agree on one thing. In order to be able to be successful with writing a book, you've got to read books. You've really got to read books, and you have a new tool that I am so enthusiastic about. Please tell us about it.
The name of the tool is Power Summaries, but I want to give everybody a little background on it. It's based on a couple of premises. And one of the core philosophies that I have is there's no panacea. And a panacea, for those who aren't familiar with the term, is a kind of a cure-all. There's no instant fix. There's no product, service, or potion that's going to fix everything. There's nothing that you're going to buy. There's no book that's going to automatically fix your life. There's no weight loss program that's going to work for everybody. There's no secret formula that works for everybody. And that's really an important kind of premise for what we created. And change doesn't come by pressing a button. Change comes incrementally. It's a step at a time, and it requires consistency. So we wanted to create a product that would help people on a regular, consistent basis improve their lives. And we wanted to create something that will enable them to do that with only a minimal investment, literally an investment of 10 minutes a week, where in that 10 minutes a week, they can slowly over time make drastic changes to their life. And I'll step you through how this works. Our power summaries is based on the premise that each of us needs the right methods for us to improve our lives. And there's no single method, there's no panacea for all of us. And these methods are actually ideas that can alter our way of thinking, our behavior, and who we are. The concept is to commit to take 10 minutes a week, I think we all have 10 minutes a week, to review new and proven ideas about our health, about our finances, relationships, about our business, spirituality, happiness, the areas that we want to improve. Ideas that are proven, ideas that have social proof tied to them, ideas that have worked for other people. And during this 10-minute commitment each week, you'll want to identify those ideas or part of those ideas that you want to personally use to improve your own life, to continue on this life mission we're all on to grow. So the concept is every week, invest 10 minutes. Pick one idea a week, write it down. I don't care if you write it in a journal, type it in a Word document, put it in an Excel spreadsheet. Mark it down somewhere and make a commitment that week to take this one idea that you've learned and implement it in some way during the week. And you're going to try on a new idea for a week. At the end of the week, you'll evaluate, is this something that's going to work for you? And you'll decide, do you want to continue with this or do you want to drop it? And you'll ask yourself a very simple question. You just heard a new idea. You just came up with this new information. Is this an idea you want to incorporate into your life going forward, or do you want to drop it? If it's a good fit for you, continue with it. If not, drop it. And then on a weekly basis, continue to invest those 10 minutes, really reviewing what I describe as brilliant, life-changing, proven systems over time. And if you can spend those 10 minutes over time, you'll literally change your life. But it begs the question, where are you going to find, so I'm saying take 10 minutes and find really great information, where are you going to find this new, brilliant, life-changing information? So in order to help with this, what we've done is we identified the best-selling and most influential advice books ever written. So books by people like Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra and Napoleon Hill and Andrew Weil and Dale Carnegie I mentioned earlier. And we took each of these books and wrote what we call a power summary for it, which is a 4 or 5 page summary that's designed to teach you the core ideas or core systems from each of the books that can change your life. So our power summaries programs delivers to you one of these short power summaries by email each week, and you can digest it in literally in 10 minutes. So every week you get one of these, and it's new ideas that you can change your life. And in addition, as part of this power summaries, in addition to every week sending you this 10 minutes of great ideas, you get access to a full library of 365 of these power summaries. And that's the concept.
I love the concept. Just the idea of, you know, we're all so busy not having to face a big, huge book to read, but be able to go through and pick out all of the real nuggets that are so valuable and be able to do that in a short period of time. And literally, when I went on the site, I was so impressed not only with the books that you have there, but the number of books. There's such a great number, and it's a new project for you. And there's such a great number of famous books and authors there already to choose from.
We really wanted to get the kind of the best of the best, because I believe that we can change our lives with ideas. But what are the challenges? I mentioned there's so much information out there that it's difficult to figure out what is that information and then consume it. What I'd like to do, we have a few minutes right now, if it's okay with you, Vicky, is I wanted to pick a book and we'll spend 10 minutes talking about it, just to give you the people the power and flavor of what you can learn about a particular book in 10 minutes. Does that work for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that will work for everyone.
All right. The book I was thinking of starting with was one of my favorites, had a big impact on me. And many of your listeners, and you might be familiar with it, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Is that a good book to start with?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go through that. And in the next 10 minutes, I want to outline what I feel personally are kind of the core pieces to the puzzle that Stephen Covey is sharing. And this was a runaway bestseller, 20 million copies sold, and a lot of people think it's the most influential business book. And if you haven't read it, put it somewhere on your reading list for life. But in the next 10 minutes, I want to share with you the core ideas. And as you listen to them, I want you to keep a couple things in mind. One is that some of the ideas are going to be old ideas to you. You're going to be familiar with them, and some of them are going to be new ideas. For the old ideas, they're refreshers that I want you to make a decision. Is this something that I want to start implementing? So what we found is a lot of these ideas we're familiar with, but we're not actually doing them right now. So as you're going through them, I want everybody to jot down, what specific ideas do you want to take away today and start implementing over the next week? Doesn't matter if it's an old idea you're familiar with or a brand new one. I want you to pick and jot down a couple of these and then make a commitment over the course of the next week to implement some of these in your life. All right, you ready to jump in?
Absolutely.
All right, let's jump in. Habit number one. Habit number one is to be proactive. Very simple. And that means really taking the initiative versus being reactive. So what does that mean? From my reading and my view of it, it means taking responsibility and taking responsibility for our actions and taking responsibility for our feelings. You're responsible for your life and responsible for every decision you make. Your choices alone are going to determine the path you follow. So I want people to make a decision, what area of your life do you want to be more proactive with? And by being proactive, I want you to put aside these concepts. A lot of us get into the mindset of blaming our parents, our environment, our schooling, our education for things that are going on in our life. I want you to put that on hold, stop blaming, and make a decision today to be proactive and be more responsible in at least one area of your life. So that's number one, be proactive. Number two is begin with the end in mind. This is based on using kind of your imagination to take a look at your future and see what's your ultimate goal. What he recommends doing is identifying what your ultimate goals are. And he has an exercise where you're looking towards the end of your life and you want to see what you want to accomplish. And it's kind of looking at your kind of big, audacious life goals. And his recommendation is take a look there. Where do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? What are these big things you want to see? Close your eyes, visualize it, and picture it. Spend some time doing this and figure out what this end is going to be like, and then work your way back. So be proactive is the first one. Take responsibility. And the second one is begin with the end in mind. And the next one is also critical. It's to put first things first. Putting first things first is really about focusing on our top priorities. It's understanding what needs to be accomplished, focusing on what and the results that you want, and being able to spend time and focus on these things. And I want to differentiate a couple things he talks about with putting first things first. He talks about urgency and importance in terms of evaluating different things we want to accomplish. And some things feel very urgent. You need to do them right away, and some things feel very important. An example might be there's a fire in your house. You need to deal with that. It's important to deal with it, and it's urgent. So obviously that's something that needs to be done. But something else that you might want to do is change your careers. Very, very important. But it doesn't have any immediate urgency associated with it. So you need to figure out what's important and start focusing on those things. And one of the things he cautions people about is there's a lot of things in our life that appear to be urgent but aren't particularly important. So an example of something that's urgent that isn't important is you signed up for a teleseminar or a webinar or some seminar on a topic that's not particularly important, but you happen to sign up, you filled out the form, and it's coming up. It's starting in 45 minutes. So it might appear urgent to you, but it's not necessarily important. So you want to prioritize. Obviously, you want to focus on things that are urgent and important, but make sure after that, you're focusing on all those important things in your life. So I want everybody to think about those things. What are important and what are the long-term things you want to accomplish? So we'll jump to number four, which is think win-win. And he recommends creating a mindset, a win-win mindset, where everyone involved is having success in whatever situation you're in. So it's not a one-sided or it's a win-lose situation. Look to focus on everything where you're seeking mutual benefit in all of your interactions. And means that every agreement that you have, all the solutions are mutually beneficial and satisfying. So it's a being of the mindset of whatever you're doing, whoever you're interacting with, how can I create a situation where we're both benefiting from it? All right, let's jump to number five. Number five is one of my favorites. It's seek first to understand, then to be understood. And Vicki, tell me as I explain this, if this is one that hits home for you. I'm from New York, and I live in New Jersey right now. And everybody in New York and New Jersey were fast talkers. Everybody tends to talk very, very quickly. And if you're in a group of people speaking, it feels sometimes like you're fighting to get a word in edgewise, where everybody's kind of jumping in. And a lot of people are of the mindset where they're not necessarily listening to understand what people are saying. They're listening to wait for their turn to jump in and say something. It's like you're listening and thinking, all right, what am I going to say? Where's an interesting place to jump in? What can I answer? And it's hard to get out of that mindset. His recommendation is to focus on seeking first to understand. That's your focus. Be a good listener. Get in the listening mode. And then after you understand what the person has to say, then focus on being understood. So, Vicki, have you ever been in that situation where people are fighting to get a word in edgewise?
Oh, yes. Yes. Certainly.
And how is that? Where's your mind as that's happening? What are you thinking?
Well, it definitely gives you a sense that your opinions or what you have to say, how you're expressing yourself is of no concern to them. And I think, you know, it becomes a kind of a one-way focus.
So the trick with this, and this is really valuable, if you understand what someone is saying, what their thoughts and what they're passionate about, whatever it is they're trying to communicate, it will make it easier for you to get understood. So focus on a mindset. Literally try to change that habit. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. And we'll jump to number six right now, and it's synergize. Synergize really says that the kind of the sum of the parts is bigger than the whole. And he looks at it as almost a crowning achievement of all the other previous habits. It's kind of the concept that your overall effectiveness in a group with a team, whether it's employees, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, increases, multiplies in terms of its power and what you could accomplish if you work together. And it's based on the concept of everyone has something unique to contribute. And if we're all sharing our opinions and ideas, we can inspire each other and we can find something greater than we would on our own. And as I'm going through each of these, in the six, I've got one more to share. I want everybody to think of which one of these, whether it's a new one or a reminder about something you know about, which one of these do you want to commit to this week to incorporating more into your life? And then we'll jump to number seven. And number seven, probably my second favorite, after seek first to understand, is sharpen the saw. And this is a concept of the habit of renewal. It's a very simple concept that if we focus on improving our skills, we'll get better and better at what we're doing, and we'll just be more effective. And it goes back to this analogy of the two lumberjacks that are sitting there cutting down trees, and one of them just nonstop cutting down trees, and the other one stops periodically to literally sharpen his saw. So what happens at the end of the day? The one who literally stops to sharpen his saw is going to be way ahead of the one who doesn't because the skills aren't there. So the concept is that we each spend time on a weekly basis and incorporate in our lives that we need to sharpen our skills. Whether you're a speaker, whether you're a writer, whether you're an author, whether you're a manager, regardless of what you do in your life, you want to spend time on sharpening your saw or developing your tools. So just a quick review, be proactive, begin with the end in mind, put first things first, number three, number four, think win-win, number five, seek first to understand, then to be understood, number six, synergize, and number seven, sharpen the saw. And that's a 10-minute intense, hopefully a lot of good ideas for people to jumpstart and improve their lives. Now, Vicki, out of those, which one or multiple jump out at you as ones that you'd like to start with in this next week, either incorporating new or stepping up your approach to?
Well, you know, it brought up a number of things for me. And I just think it's the most valuable 10 minutes that I've spent in a really long time. So, David, first of all, thank you so much. And I think, you know, number one really resonates with me. Honestly, when you were talking about the idea of taking responsibility for everything in your life, that resonates with me because for me, that is the whole concept of transformation. It's all wrapped up in that. I think when you transform and you transcend from the place where you were looking for blame for others and looking for reasons why things are happening or feeling, you know, why is this happening to me, somewhat of a martyr syndrome that we've all probably gone through. When that transfers into taking full responsibility for your actions and things that happen to you, there is no going back. That's why I think it's so transformational. You're there forever taking responsibility. And I love that one so much. And then the other I love, I believe it was number five, where it's a matter of being able to listen and understand before you can take any action. And years ago, I worked with one of Tony Robbins' companies coaching them. It was a medical consulting company. And I remember hearing him say one time that it's the responsibility of the person who wants to give the message out to make sure it's understood. And you're not ever going to be able to understand how to deliver that message unless you listen first to how people are processing it. So you know that you can take the responsibility and have your message heard when it's time for you to actually deliver the message. And I always thought that that was so powerful. And I hadn't thought about that in a while. And today with you, David, that came back to me really, really in a powerful way.
What's interesting is I think a lot of these ideas, and from a lot of advice books in general, they're ideas that we're familiar with, we've heard at one time or another. And the goal of our Power Summaries program is to kind of revisit these if you're not familiar with them and to show you them if you've never seen them before. And the goal is over time, we can literally take piece by piece and figure out which of these that we forgot about over the years we want to incorporate or what new ones do we want to use to change our lives. And that's what it's about. And if we have a couple of minutes, I'd like to share, you know, I wanted to thank everybody for listening today. And as a special thank you, I want to provide a special offer for people who are interested in Power Summaries. Can we take a couple minutes to do that?
Absolutely. So generous of you, David. Please do.
All right. So what we've done with this Power Summaries program is we've created a system where every week you get one of these bestsellers, one of these top-selling books, and we'll send you an email with a Power Summary, which has the information that I've summarized today in the 10-minute segment. And what you do when you sign up is you get access to these, and every week you're going to get one. And in addition to that, you'll get immediate access to our full library of 365 Power Summaries that you could read at your leisure. So if there's particular ones we're not sending on a weekly basis, you just go in, you log in, and you download the ones, you print out the ones you want to work with, and you jump on those. The website to get it is powersummaries.com, www.powersummaries.com. And the investment for the program is traditionally $97, but as a special thank you for being part of Vicky's community, we'd like to offer a substantial discount to everybody on the line, where instead of investing $97, we're making the whole program available for $50 off, for $47. And in order to do that, just need to follow one very simple thing. When you go to Power Summaries and you check out or you click the Add to Cart button, you're going to see a place to put a coupon code in. And all you need to do is put the following coupon code in. You just need to type in Vicky. And it's V-I-K-I. You type in Vicky and hit apply, and you'll automatically get the discount. So instead of the $97 investment, you'll get it for $47. You'll immediately get access to everything, and every week we'll send you one particular book summary, Power Summary, so that on a regular basis you'll get them and continue to use this 10-minute process we talked about today.
You know, I think this is so powerful, not only for our own selves experiencing this, David, but also the idea of being able to share what comes up for us with our social media groups and with our lists and with our following. This would be very powerful to share with them what actually moved you on a weekly basis. I just love the idea. I really do.
Thank you. And I want to invite, I know you have a lot of authors and experts and coaches that are part of your community. And I'd like to provide something else, another service for everybody who wants to help get the word out on what they do. And the service I'd like to offer, selfgrowth.com is our main website. I mentioned earlier it gets between 1 million to 1.5 million visitors every month, and they're all looking for good content. So they're looking for articles, they're looking for websites, they're looking for books to read, they're looking to find experts. And I'd like to offer all of your listeners an opportunity to get free exposure on our site, and it's a very simple process. If you just go to selfgrowth.com and you join as a professional, it's important to join as a professional account when you go to selfgrowth.com. Join as a professional account, and once you're approved, you'll be able to submit articles. Any articles, you'll be able to submit a review of your book. You can put book excerpts in. You can create a LinkedIn-style profile on our site for our visitors to find you and find your website. You can submit your website to a web directory. And I want everybody to use it as a resource to literally get the word out on what they're doing. So it's an extra gift from me to all of your listeners. And if you have articles, you can put a link at the end of your article to your book on Amazon or a link to your website or your blog. And our goal is to help you get the word out.
I love that. David, could you give both of that information again, the link that they go to both for the summaries as well as your site? Because I think everyone is going to take advantage of this.
Sure. It's powersummaries.com. So it's plural, powersummaries.com. And after you add to cart and you're checking out, don't forget to use the coupon code for Vicky. Make sure you're spelling it V-I-K-I. And we'd love for folks to test it out, take a look at it. It's really a phenomenal resource. We spent a lot of time putting that together. And in addition, for any of your members, authors, experts, coaches, or anybody who wants to improve their life, we'd love to get your content, love to get your information on our site. And it's just go to www.selfgrowth.com, selfgrowth.com, and click on the join button. You'll join as a professional. And we'll get you all the information to start promoting your website and getting in front of our audience.
Oh, David, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure and so informative when we get together and chat. And today was no exception. It was absolutely glowing. I'm so thrilled you were able to share everything with us and so many generous offers, too, for people to continue and increase in their knowledge. So thanks so much for being here, David.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'll give two other quick things. If anybody has any questions on what we're doing, you can always send us an email at webmaster@selfgrowth.com. Quick email about any of the things we talked about, webmaster@selfgrowth.com. But I'd like to leave everybody with one message, and the message is to start taking action today. You know, it's all about today. Whatever it is, whenever you're listening to this, make sure you take away one piece of information from what I've shared today. If you take one thing and take action on it, you're ahead of the game.
Beautiful. David, thank you again.
You're welcome.
And for all of you out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.